That was a fear, that one did like not only not to disperse, but to lose no particle, or hardly any particle. Well, it was clear that if one was losing 10% or 20%, it would still be acceptable. One did not like to lose much, but less than at CERN. And then under the discussions, or there were other discussions for not so big machines, but still quite big, in the United States, in Brookhaven, and in Los Alamos, where a big machine was under discussion. Not for injecting into a synchrotron, a circular machine, but just to do physics with a linear accelerator. And Los Alamos. And then it was understood that the way the machine, present machine, were designed and computed were rough, good enough to produce what had been done. But if one was multiplying by more than 10 dimensions, then one might like to have some better knowledge. So it was clear that the equations were not very satisfactory, and were a lot of discussions about it. There was conferences in which there were discussions about it. So I thought, well, it's clear, it's obviously wrong, and they don't satisfy the electromagnetic field laws exactly. So, since I knew I was quite familiar with electromagnetic field, I knew the derivations, the relation between electric and magnetic fields and all the things, and the waves. I said, well, it's not a way to do. And so I derived a new set of equations, which are now, there were other people in the United States doing similar work, and in fact, my equations were adopted everywhere. So nowadays, of course, the codes have been developed to make the computation easier for the design of a machine and so on. But the equations, fundamental equations, are what I had made at that time. But another problem is that what is called space charge problem, which is that when you try to accelerate as many particles as possible, you have together and close together many particles, billions and billions of particles in a small bunch of a few millimeter in dimensions, all of the same size. So particles of the same size repulse themselves. So the beam tends to diverge, of course. So you have to focus it to keep it focused. And that is the space charge effect, which divergence, repulsion effect. And it was very well known. But the trouble with that is that the particles repel themselves, but the field between them inside the bunch depends on the distribution of the particles. If the distribution was perfectly uniform, then the field would be linear. But particles don't like to keep a uniform distribution. Of course, they don't like discontinuities. So outside there are no particles, so it must go down smoothly. So as soon as there is anything like that, nonlinearities appear. And the space charge field is almost as strong as the accelerating field. And the electromagnetic field and the focusing field you put. So the nonlinear field is also quite strong. And one knew already quite well that, as I mentioned, that this AG focusing, atomic gradient focusing method, was good and was perfect under the linear approximation. But when there are nonlinear terms, it becomes much more tricky and difficult to compute. And one knows that, one knew already, and one knows already very well, but one jumps in this case into what is called nowadays the chaos. It is well in physics, chaos is something which is very, very well known. And this requires some non-linearities, and the stronger the non-linearities, the stronger is the chaos. And the chaos is such, as one can guess, is such that funny things appear. And then particles may go anywhere, not knowing where.